Shante Ott of Milwaukee spent 13 years in prison from the age of 21 to 34 for a rape and murder he didn't commit. Those are the years most people use to find their first job and begin to build their careers. For at least some of those years, Ott might have been making more than $25,000 annually. And that's the maximum the state will pay him. But Madison attorney Mary Delaney says financial compensation is only a small part of the problem for exonerees like Ott. She says the wrongfully convicted get less post-prison support than people who serve time for crimes they actually committed.
They're released with some kind of supervision with a parole agent who will provide them with some kind of, you know, potential services with regard to finding employment, subsequent support for counseling, and so on and so forth. But exonerees, as they leave, they have nothing.
Delaney helped free Evan Zimmerman of La Crosse, who was exonerated after serving 3 years for a murder he didn't commit. She says because the conviction remained on Zimmerman's record, he was never able to find a job he could earn a decent living from.
He actually applied for a janitorial job, and they declined to hire him, and they told him, you know, it's because of these charges. And he said, well, I was, you know, found innocent. And he said, well, you must have done something, even though at some point your conviction was overturned. I mean, there was just this presumption of guilt.
The Wisconsin Innocence Project is working now with two state legislators to find the right approach to increasing the state's financial compensation for the wrongfully convicted and to create programs to help them find employment once they're released. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.